This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group, including current and former Border Patrol agents, that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 International Accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. The statement said maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency confirmed Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. Nuclear weapons were also on the agenda during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said countries want to get this thing solved. Trump has repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. You're listening to VOA News. Five Japanese whaling ships set off Monday to begin the country's first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. One returned to Kushiro.